flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:07. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am Shaletta Brundage, the host of the show. My friend Jonathan Lowe is at the historic WCCO Radio studio in downtown Minneapolis, making sure our guests get in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Al Schock is in the newsroom bringing us the latest on news, weather, traffic, and information. And, you know, I am somebody who I love giving away flowers. Like, that's my thing. Like, you know, if I see someone and they've lost a loved one recently, I may just look them up on White Pages. If I see them talking about it on social media, find them, call Soderbergh, and send over a bouquet of flowers. You know, if someone that I know and love is ill or in the hospital, I'll send flowers. And especially if people are doing amazing things in the community. You know, my grandmother used to always tell me, give me my flowers while I'm still alive to smell them and appreciate them. Don't put a bunch of flowers on my grave. Don't put a bunch of flowers on my casket, because I won't be able to appreciate them. So if you got flowers for me, give me my flowers while I'm still alive. And so I've just lived by that. And so that's why I asked Erin Dady to be on the show today, so I can give girlfriend her flowers. She is the chief marketing and public relations officer at Bremer Bank, but she got a big award recently. And so she is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline so we can talk about it and celebrate. Hey, Erin.
Hey, Shaletta, how are you? Good afternoon. What a pleasure to be with you today.
Girl, okay, so you got this Herbie Award, the Humanitarian Enterprising Resilient Bold Inspiration and Ethical Award. Talk to me about that, and congratulations.
Well, you're so sweet. Thank you, Shaletta. You know, the city of St. Paul, the community of St. Paul has loved me and has loved my family my whole life. And I've done everything that I can to love St. Paul back. And that's why receiving the Herbie Award from the St. Paul Chamber of Commerce was such an honor to me last week. And thank you for being there to celebrate St. Paul with me.
And you've got to tell us about it. I mean, how did you get picked? I know that you do a lot of work in your leadership role at the C-suite at Bremer Bank. But, you know, I know that everything, especially in St. Paul, that you do for that particular city is so meaningful. And you try to make it meaningful, not just for you, but for the people who live in those St. Paul communities.
That's right. You know, Bremer Bank was founded in the city of St. Paul by Otto Bremer back in 1943, and we've been headquartered there ever since. And we do a lot of investing and lending and service in the city of St. Paul. And two of my colleagues and great friends, Clarice Touche-Lessard and Lauren Beecham Henry, secretly nominated me for this award to recognize the work that I do in St. Paul, but the work I do with so many others at Bremer Bank and some of the other nonprofit and community organizations I work with. I am on the board of directors of multiple St. Paul organizations and an attempt to give back as best I can. I'm on the board of the Ordway Center for the Performing Arts downtown St. Paul, as well as the greater Twin Cities United Way. And I serve because our cultural institutions, our social services institutions, they have to be strong in order for our city to be strong. So I'm honored to do that work. And at Bremer, when St. Paul institutions call and ask for our help, when Mayor Carr from the city of St. Paul calls and asks for our help, we say yes, and we jump in as best we can. When the mayor gave his inaugural address and talked about one of his signature initiatives, the college savings account, to provide $50 into every baby's account to save for college when they're born in the city, I texted him during a speech and said, how can Bremer help? We want to be at the table to help your vision come through. So those are just a few examples of the ways we try to serve the city.
Now, they tricked you. They did not tell you they were putting your name in here. So not only did you get an award, you got an award that you didn't expect. I need to know what your reaction was when they came and said, hey, girl, listen. Yeah, so we didn't tell you this, but
my heart, you know, it touched my heart. It touched my heart to be honored. You just, you know, Shaletta, you do the work. You show up every day. You run towards community problems. And when people take a moment and celebrate people like you or others in the community, it's deeply meaningful. It's an honor. And, you know, people joke about how loyal I've been to St. Paul over the course of my life. In fact, on my first date with my now husband, I laid out the terms of his opportunity to one day marry me. I told him on our first date, I said, listen, if you're interested, you're going to have to sell your house in Minneapolis, and you're going to have to move your two small children to St. Paul and enroll them in St. Paul public schools. And so I'm just really grateful that he took that deal. And he and our family love, we all love the city and contribute as best we can.
Okay, so you got to tell us about the speech and what you say and all that good stuff.
Well, it was really sweet that my whole, all four of my parents came to celebrate with me. We have a blended family, and we think blended families are more to love. So my parents, Jan and Michael, and my step-parents, Bill and Kim, were all there, and they kind of thought, well, what is this? What is this award? But to have your family with you to celebrate and to honor the work that really our whole family has done for the city was really special. And we also had a couple tables of Bremer Bank employees, too, cheering us on, and there are so many people there at Bremer who serve the city every day, so I was grateful to celebrate with them.
Now, you know, we're in a situation now where women in positions of leadership, we're getting more awards. We're getting more recognition. We're getting on TV. Folks are calling our names out. And that didn't used to be the case, right? We would just do the work, and hard work was its own reward. But I think it's high time that somebody gives us our flowers. And I don't know about you, but I'm always, you know, grateful to get an award. But sometimes I'm like, it's about damn time.
That's right. I listened closely to your guest right before me, Dr. Olson, talk about how representation matters, that you can't be what you can't see. And that is so important in the political arena, but it's important in the business arena, too, that we lift up women. And it's one of the reasons why I chose to work at Bremer Bank, because Jean Crane is our incredible CEO. Mm-hmm. We have nearly half of our executive team is women. And, you know, it was just 50 years ago that the financial services industry didn't let women apply for a credit card or a loan on their own without a male co-signer. So in just 50 years to now work at a bank that has a woman as a CEO, that representation matters. Who banks work with, how they work with them, matters to community. And so I'm really proud to work for a bank that recognizes some of the systemic discrimination that's happened in the industry and is working to correct it and make up for it and do right by community and build community that works for everyone.
Well, honey, I knew they were proud of you, too, having them two whole tables there, as much as those tickets were, having those two tables there to cheer you on, girl. And we are saying congratulations. We are rooting for you. And it's just so wonderful to see you get recognized for the work that you do. So that's why I wanted to have you on the show. Girl, you can get back to your Saturday. I'm sorry for bothering you, but I just had to have you on here to shine a spotlight on you and to say congratulations.
Thank you, Shaletta. Your energy is contagious, and your energy and commitment to community inspires me. So thank you for all you do.
All right, girl. We'll talk soon, and you all stick around. We've got more to come. It is 2:20. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Beautiful day. Sunny outside. Washington County Fair is in full effect. And, you know, being out at the Washington County Fair, you see folks like Washington County Commissioner Carla Begum. You see Justin Olson. You see Mayor Myron. You might run into the police chief. It's just a family affair. And walking around, I'm just bumping into so many people I know, and they are so excited about the work that our county workers in Washington County are doing. And so I wanted to shine a spotlight on an event that I've heard about, and, you know, I just wanted to say thank you. You know, I do a lot of work in the community, helping children who have autism, helping people who are less fortunate, and what our county is committed to doing to help kids get ready to go back to school is just an amazing. It is a powerful and wonderful example of how to raise community. For the second year in a row, Washington County is doing a back-to-school event, and I'm just going to tell you, this is incredible. Free backpacks, school supplies. At this event, there's also going to be a barber doing free haircuts. Medical professionals will help provide free vaccinations to kids and families. They've got foods, face painting, a DJ, and so much more. I found out about this just this week, but apparently this went on last year, and there were 350 folks from the Washington County community who showed up for this event. Just wow. Wow. And this is happening again because of some of the dedicated folks in Washington County, including CC Chapman. And I asked CC if she could please come on and be a guest on the show today, because I just wanted to shine a spotlight on a job well done. CC, congratulations on last year's successful event, and then this year's event, you're expecting even more people to come out. You know, first of all, tell us how you decided to even do something like this, because, you know, a lot of times it's a church doing it, or it's a school doing it, or it's, you know, a fraternity or a sorority doing it, but this is the county.
Yeah, hey, thank you, Shaletta. This is CC. I think the impetus for me starting the back to school fair was just that, you know, lack of resources in the Washington County community, specifically in Oakdale, just the scarce of resources. So resources are either in Woodbury, or some people may use them in Ramsey County, but I live here in Oakdale, and I wanted something in my own backyard. So what was better than, you know, getting our community ready for back to school? We see it happening over in the metro, like in Ramsey. They do the back to school, and they have barbers and things like that. So I wanted something here for our folks as well, for people that look like me in our community.
Now, you know, there's no I in team. You have a lot of community partners who are putting this on and doing this work. Talk to me about how you went about getting some of these sponsors and partners, and who are they?
Oh, these are some of the vendors that will be coming out are vendors that resources around the community. So we have, you know, like Valley Outreach will be there giving out information. Also, the Workforce Center and many other county organizations that will be there. As far as like our DJ, and we do have Clean Cuts Barbershop. So shout out to them who will be coming to do free haircuts for school age kids. But we wanted to really shine a spotlight on small organizations that we wanted to, you know, uplift their businesses and be a part of something like this, giving back to the community as well. So it was really handpicked by our organizations on who we wanted to be there, but also to give a spotlight on them as well.
Now, I need you to tell me how this event makes a difference in the community and in the lives of the people who live there. You were there last year. You put this event on. How did it make a difference?
I really do believe it made a great impact. Even just some feedback getting back from last year, a lot of the vendors and even community members was like, hey, we never seen Washington County, like the actual county, come out in the community, put this on for us, and it be successful. It's free. It's giving away free school supplies. So I really do believe that it helps the unfortunate families that aren't unable to get supplies and things for their kids, help them really get that push and that jump start and getting their kids on a good path for starting school.
Well, I can't thank you enough for the work that you do for putting this event on. I was at the Washington County Fair, and everybody was excited about it. Folks couldn't stop talking about it. And so kudos and hats off to you and your team for doing this job well done. Looking forward to the event that's coming up. And I tell you, if it is building on the success of last year and all the good things that I'm hearing about it, it is going to be amazing. Thank you so much, CC, for being on the show.
Thank you. Again, it's August 22nd, 4:30 to 6:30 at Richard Walton Park.
Yes, and it is going to be an amazing event. I'm coming. I can't wait to take pictures and show off on social media all the wonderful things that we are doing in Washington County. So thank you so much for all your time and for the work that you're doing to help the kids in Oakdale.
Thank you.
All right. You all stick around. There's more to come. It is August, and that means it is Black Business Month, an opportunity for you to support the businesses that are owned and operated by African Americans right here in our great state of Minnesota. You know, we have Small Business Saturday where we shop local, but this is an opportunity for an entire month for you to seek out those businesses owned by African Americans right here in the Twin Cities and throughout greater Minnesota, and support them with your dollars, right? Go and take a day and head to St. Joseph's and go to Cruz Restaurant. Right. Chef Mateo is there, and he has an amazing array of dishes and cuisine from Louisiana that he cooks up. And it is amazing. It feels like you stepped into New Orleans when you walk into that restaurant. Go to St. Paul. Go by Lip Esteem, owned by Tamika Jones, right there in Selby in the heart of Rondo, and pick you up some lip gloss. And hey, men too. She sells lip chap, right? Devonna Pittman has got Nature's Syrup. Go to Vanessa Drew's and get some Cheesecake Funk. If Prince liked it, you can too, right? Latunji's Palette is right there in Minneapolis in the Seward neighborhood, and she has a coffee shop. If you're in St. Paul, hey, go on over there to Shawnee Grigsby Flavor Cafe on University and Dale. If you are at the University of Minnesota, you can hop on a light rail and get there. They have a light rail stop. And you can go there, University and Dale, pick you up some coffee. She has amazing pastries. She has lunch. It is just an opportunity for you to seek out those places. And folks said, well, Shaletta, how can I find the Black-owned restaurant? How can I find the Black seamstress or the African-American vendor that I can find to paint my house? Nancy Corsa has done an amazing thing. If you go to Black Business Enterprise, it is a website here in the Twin Cities, owned and operated by Nancy Corsa. And she has curated a list of all of the black business owners in our city. And so you can type in lawyer or accountant or a graphic artist. You can type in restaurant and find all of the African-American restaurants, you know, car shops and folks who do graphic artists and T-shirt shops and printers. Find them. Right. And so probably, I don't know, a couple of months ago, I was hanging out with my friend Eddie Koblenz from the St. Paul Saints, and he had just came from supporting me at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. And, you know, the Saints, they're always doing something amazing in the community. And he said, Shaletta, how can we do something for black business owners? And I was like, oh, my God, let's do it. And so we sat there at the restaurant and we mapped out a plan. And that plan is coming together on Thursday. And so I'm so happy to have Eddie joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Eddie, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hi, Shaletta. It's awesome to have an opportunity to talk with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, the St. Paul Saints are doing something amazing for Black Business Month on Thursday the 8th at the game. Doors open at, 5:30, first pitch at 7:07. Talk to me about, you know, just kind of what we planned and what's going to happen and how people can come out and participate.
Yeah, it was fun to hear you talk about to reenact our conversation. I think it was at the butter tin in Lower Town.
The butter tin is where the brain matter was spilling, baby. That's we had a whole plan. Yes,
we did. It was awesome. It was great to talk about Black Entrepreneur Day at the Capitol, and then I honestly can't remember if you led that into the conversation. I remember Derek Scherer, our general manager, jumping in at the idea, and I can't remember if you or Derek brought it up, but it was fantastic idea, just a no brainer when it comes to, you know, including CHS Field and a Saints game in a way to celebrate Black Business Month and Black entrepreneurs in our community. And you know, it's the ballpark itself is a community asset, and within the Saints we've always tried to focus. I have to honor my predecessor, Annie Heidekoper, on this. But the three C's, you know, conversations equals connections equals community, and that's something we go back to quite often in our internal conversations. And I think this is just a great example of that. It's just a chance to open the doors. Hopefully, get some members of the community into the ballpark that have never been. And enjoy a night at the, you know, in that for a Saints game, but also, you know, honoring, we're also honoring black baseball as well. And, particularly a gentleman named Joe Black, who is a historical baseball legend and former Saints player. His family will be there to help celebrate, Joe. And it was an opportunity, of course, just that we should be celebrating the entire, you know, black community, an entrepreneur community and black business community. As a part of that, so there's going to be a lot going on. Thelma's ice cream is even going to be given away inside the gate. So yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff going on that night, but all in celebration, and look forward to it.
Yeah, y'all gonna be busier than a one-legged man at the bookkeeping competition because, you know, the one thing that I really appreciated was, you know, I talked to you about how, you know, I heard from black entrepreneurs who want to do booths and vend at different events, and the fee was just so astronomical. They had to sell a certain amount of products, and they weren't able to really network. And the Saints have allowed six black business owners to set up vendor booths free of charge and network and sell their product and get the word out and meet with the fans. That is really going to be a game changer for a lot of these businesses to make those connections, to create those partnerships, and to sell their products. I'm so grateful for the generosity that you have shown us this Thursday and what you've allowed us to do coming to the ballpark.
Yeah, and I have to give a ton of credit to my colleague Kaylin Johnson, who's really furthered and communicated with everyone. I've been out of the office the last week, and she's just really done a great job organizing and communicating with the six business owners. And hopefully, things they feel comfortable with, you know, all the planning that's coming in when they arrive, and we'll make sure that everyone has a really excellent location in the ballpark. But really, again, it gets back to just communicating, you know, interacting with the Saints fans that are there to enjoy the game and the atmosphere. And hopefully it just leads. And hopefully it's all additional conversation within the Black business community, too, to just to have a place to meet and a place to, you know, to grow and to foster these lines of communication and hopefully, you know, they're the partnerships with one another.
Okay, so I haven't told everybody this. This is my first time saying it on the radio, but I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch. I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch. And my neighbor, Mr. Phil Kimmel, he is the athletic director at Park High School. He has been working with me because I don't want to come out there with the lame arm. And so I'm doing really good. You would be so proud of me, Eddie. I have busted out a couple of car windows because I'm throwing really hard and really fast. So now when I come outside, the neighbors are like, wait a minute, what are you doing? Because I need to move my car. It's been a lot of I'm sorry's and here's my insurance information because... because I've been just like doing my thing. And so I was planning a dance celebration, and so Mr. Phil had to tap me on my shoulder and he said, Shaletta, there's no twerking in baseball. Because what I told Mr. Phil what I wanted to do is after I throw the ball across and to the catcher, that if I made it, I wanted to twerk. So I was doing a lot more practicing with my twerking than I was with my throwing. And so he had to let me know. So is that true? Is that just Mr. Phil's opinion, or is that absolutely no twerking in baseball? Inquiring minds would like to know, Eddie.
If there's no twerking in baseball, I'd like to hope that the Saints can be, once again, the exception to the rule.
And we can look the other. It is August, and that means it is Black Business Month, an opportunity for you to support the businesses that are owned and operated by African Americans right here in our great state of Minnesota. You know, we have Small Business Saturday where we shop local, but this is an opportunity for an entire month for you to seek out those businesses owned by African Americans right here in the Twin Cities and throughout greater Minnesota, and support them with your dollars, right? Go and take a day and head to St. Joseph's and go to Cruz Restaurant. Right. Chef Mateo is there and he has an amazing array of dishes and cuisine from Louisiana that he cooks up. And it is amazing. It feels like you stepped into New Orleans when you walk into that restaurant. Go to St. Paul. Go by Lip Esteem, owned by Tamika Jones, right there in Selby in the heart of Rondo, and pick you up some lip gloss. And hey, men too, she sells lip chap, right? Devonna Pittman has got Nature's Syrup. Go to Vanessa Drew's and get some Cheesecake Funk. If Prince liked it, you can too, right? Latunji's Palette is right there in Minneapolis in the Seward neighborhood, and she has a coffee shop. If you're in St. Paul, hey, go on over there to Shawnee Grigsby Flavor Cafe on University and Dale. If you are at the University of Minnesota, you can hop on a light rail and get there. They have a light rail stop. And you can go there, University and Dale, pick you up some coffee. She has amazing pastries. She has lunch. It is just an opportunity for you to seek out those places. And folks, so with Shaletta, how can I find the Black-owned restaurant? How can I find the Black seamstress or the African-American vendor that I can find to paint my house? Nancy Corsa has done an amazing thing. If you go to Black Business Enterprise, it is a website here in the Twin Cities, owned and operated by Nancy Corsa. And she has curated a list of all of the Black business owners in our city. And so you can type in lawyer or accountant or a graphic artist. You can type in restaurant and find all of the African-American restaurants, you know, car shops and folks who do graphic artists and t-shirt shops and printers, find them, right? And so probably, I don't know, a couple of months ago, I was hanging out with my friend Eddie Koblenz from the St. Paul Saints, and he had just came from supporting me at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. And, you know, the Saints, they're always doing something amazing in the community. And he said, Shaletta, how can we do something for Black business owners? And I was like, oh, my God, let's do it. And so we sat there at the restaurant and we mapped out a plan. And that plan is coming together on Thursday. And so I'm so happy to have Eddie joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Eddie, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hi, Shaletta. It's awesome to have an opportunity to talk with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, the St. Paul Saints are doing something amazing for Black Business Month on Thursday the 8th at the game. Doors open at, 5:30, first pitch at 7:07. Talk to me about, you know, just kind of what we planned and what's going to happen and how people can come out and participate.
Yeah, it was fun to hear you talk about to reenact our conversation. I think it was at the butter tin in Lower Town.
The butter tin is where the brain matter was spilling, baby. We had a whole plan. Yes,
we did. It was awesome. It was great to talk about Black Entrepreneur Day at the Capitol, and then I honestly can't remember if you led that into the conversation. I remember Derek Scherer, our general manager, jumping in at the idea, and I can't remember if you or Derek brought it up, but it was fantastic idea, just a no brainer when it comes to, you know, including CHS Field and a Saints game in a way to celebrate Black Business Month and Black entrepreneurs in our community. And you know, it's the ballpark itself is a community asset, and within the Saints we've always tried to focus. I have to honor my predecessor, Annie Heidekoper, on this. But the three C's, you know, conversations equals connections equals community, and that's something we go back to quite often in our internal conversations. And I think this is just a great example of that. It's just a chance to open the doors, hopefully get some members of the community into the ballpark that have never been. And enjoy a night at the, you know, in that for a Saints game, but also, you know, honoring, we're also honoring Black baseball as well. And, particularly a gentleman named Joe Black, who is a historical baseball legend and former Saints player. His family will be there to help celebrate, Joe. And it was an opportunity, of course, we should be celebrating the entire, you know, Black community, an entrepreneur community and Black business community. As a part of that, so there's going to be a lot going on. Thelma's ice cream is even going to be given away inside the gate. So yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff going on that night, but all in celebration, and look forward to it.
Yeah, y'all gonna be busier than a one-legged man at the butt kicking competition, because, you know, the one thing that I really appreciated was, you know, I talked to you about how, you know, I heard from Black entrepreneurs who want to do booths and vend at different events, and the fee was just so astronomical. They had to sell a certain amount of products and they weren't able to really network. And the Saints have allowed 6 Black business owners to set up vendor booths free of charge and network and sell their product and get the word out and meet with the fans. That is really going to be a game changer for a lot of these businesses to make those connections, to create those partnerships, and to sell their products. I'm so grateful for the generosity that you have shown us this Thursday and what you've allowed us to do coming to the ballpark.
Yeah, and I have to give a ton of credit to my colleague Kaylin Johnson, who's really furthered and communicated with everyone. I've been out of the office the last week, and she's just really done a great job organizing and communicating with the 6 business owners. And hopefully, things they feel comfortable with, you know, all the planning that's coming in when they arrive, and we'll make sure that everyone has a really excellent location in the ballpark. But really, again, it gets back to just communicating, you know, interacting with the Saints fans that are there to enjoy the game and the atmosphere. And hopefully it just leads. And hopefully it's all additional conversation within the Black business community, too, to just have a place to meet and a place to, you know, to grow and to foster these lines of communication. And hopefully, you know, they're the partnerships with one another.
Okay, so I haven't told everybody this. This is my first time saying it on the radio, but I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch. I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch. And my neighbor, Mr. Phil Kimmel, he is the athletic director at Park High School. He has been working with me because I don't want to come out there with the lame arm. And so I'm doing really good. You would be so proud of me, Eddie. I have busted out a couple of car windows because I'm throwing really hard and really fast. So now when I come outside, the neighbors are like, wait a minute, what are you doing? Because I need to move my car. It's been a lot of I'm sorry's, and here's my insurance information because... because I've been just like doing my thing. And so I was planning a dance celebration, and so Mr. Phil had to tap me on my shoulder, and he said, Shaletta, there's no twerking in baseball. Because what I told Mr. Phil what I wanted to do is after I throw the ball across and to the catcher, that if I made it, I wanted to twerk. So I was doing a lot more practicing with my twerking than I was with my throwing. And so he had to let me know. So is that true? Is that just Mr. Phil's opinion, or is that absolutely no twerking in baseball? Inquiring minds would like to know, Eddie.
If there's no twerking in baseball, I'd like to hope that the Saints can be, once again, the exception to the rule. And we can look the other way. If that unwritten rule exists, I'd like to think that we could completely ignore that. And I think everyone would like to see you do that after your first pitch, Shaletta. So you may be one of few that can pull that off, but I'd love to see that. So we're going to waive that. If it is a rule,
please.
We're going to waive it.
Okay, I'm going to need to let you talk to Mr. Phil because he is really adamant about this, and I'm going to give you his number after this. He's very concerned about me.
The Saints have always historically been known as kind of rebel baseball, so I'd like to think we can carry that forward.
Man, y'all sitting over there with Ozempic, okay? That is like my favorite thing. I tell you, when I found out about Ozempic, I was like, okay, first of all, this is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant. I'm mad that I didn't think of it. Ozempic is just, y'all got like all kind of national news coverage about Ozempic. That was just like my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
it certainly was. Ozempic has gone back to the farm. So we actually have a new ball pig.
We have
a piglet again. So we, because our season is 75 home games now.
Yes.
In the AAA affiliate of the Twins, Our pig farmer, who's been bringing the pig from Western Wisconsin since 93, requested that we have a new ball pig halfway through the season because the pig gaining 2.5 pounds a day gets very large by
mid-season. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I understand about gaining 2.5 pounds a week. I got very large as well, Eddie, so I understand. I wish somebody would come get me and replace me because...
So we do have a new cute little, much smaller piglet, ball pig, that is named, has a longer name. It is in honor of Joe Mauer's induction into the Hall of Fame. It is a catcher in the sty, aka Joe Sauer.
So Joe Sauer. I love Sauer. It. Joe Sauer.
To pig, yeah. So catcher in the sty and a.k.a. Joe Sauer. So that is,
AKA
that is
Joe
the piglet.
Correct. I need to be in y'all meetings because y'all in meetings coming up with pig names. That's the meeting I want to be in. I don't want to be in these other meetings. Yeah. I want to be in a meeting where the focus of the group is coming up with the name of the new mascot pig. That's the kind of company I want to work for. Okay. And I'm so grateful for y'all and for the generosity that you've shown. And you all also have made some special $6 tickets available to this game. It's Thursday, August 8th. Black Entrepreneurs Day at the ballpark with the St. Paul Saints. Gates open at 5:30. First pitches at 7:07. You can go to saints-groups.com. And when you type in the word black business, people can get six special $6 tickets, right?
That's right. And thank you for all you're doing in that regard as well. So there's going to be a special surprise when people log in to that group.
Can I tell them? Can I tell them what the surprise is? Okay. I wasn't supposed to tell y'all the surprise. But if you go to saints-groups.com and type in the keyword black business, no space, black business, all one word, I have purchased the first 100 tickets. So the first 100 people who log on and buy tickets, the tickets will be free. The tickets will be free. So if you go on the website, saints.groups.com, saints-groups.com, and type in the keyword black business, no space. When you go to purchase a ticket, there's no fee. It's not an accident. It's not a glitch. I called the Saints today and I said, I want to purchase the first 100 tickets. So the first 100 tickets that you go online and get to this particular game, I've already taken care of. I've paid for it.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for doing that. And we'll throw in, if for any kids that are going to be there, we'll throw in a play zone wristband for them so they can enjoy the playing and having some fun out there behind the center field wall is our play zone area. And so kids can come out and just enjoy that as well for no additional charge. So that'll be I hope that entices some families to come join us too.
I do too. Y'all come out, hang out with us. It's Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Ballpark 2024, Thursday, August 8th. Gates open at 5:30. First pitch is at 7:07. You do not want to miss me throwing out that first pitch because I will be doing the T word. I will be twerking.
Right.
Eddie, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Shaletta. It was a pleasure.
All right. And you all stick around. I'm talking to Steve Thompson coming up next. It is 2:52. It's the Shaletta Show, and Steve Thompson is at Target Field. Steve, what are you doing at Target Field?
Well, it is Joe Mauer Day. 2 weeks ago, he went into the Hall of Famer 13 days ago in Cooperstown, and Joe's going to be here tonight, and he's going to celebrate with the fans his call to the Hall.
Okay, so what does Joe Mauer Day at Target Field mean? Is he going to throw out the first pitch? Do you get a special bobblehead, T-shirts? I mean, what's in store for folks?
Even better, there is a Joe Mauer replica Hall of Fame plaque, and you'll be able to get your photo taken with the real deal Hall of Fame plaque. You won't have to go to Cooperstown. It's here at the ballpark, and you can get your photo taken with that plaque here at Target Field before it goes back and is forever in the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. So it is a very cool night. And, oh, by the way, two of the other men from St. Paul who are in the Hall of Fame, and that includes Jack Morris and Paul Molitor, will be here. Dave Winfield can't make it. He is the fourth. So
yeah.
from the city of St. Paul, now four Hall of Famers. Once again, Winfield, Morris, Molitor, and now Mauer.
Okay, how does that happen from one city?
I don't know. It's
something
so
in the water,
unusual.
Steve. It's something in the water. Yeah, it's something in the water.
It's so unusual. And Dave Winfield, we've talked about this great all-around athlete. Joe Mauer, great all-around athlete. Jack Morris, terrific athlete in his own right. The dominant pitcher of the 80s, the hero of Game 7 of the 91 World Series. And then Paul Molitor, one of the great pure hitters in the history of the game. Of course, made his name with the Brewers, and then, of course, came to the Twins and also managed the Twins. So it really is unusual for one community. Now, granted, St. Paul's not a small town. But
it ain't like Houston or New York or L.A.,
you know? Or Chicago, for that matter, where the late, great Kirby Puckett is from. For St. Paul, Minnesota, to have four Hall of Famers, that's pretty cool, Shaletta.
Okay, any pitchers, because I don't know if you heard the last segment, but I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch at the Saints-Paul Saints game on Thursday, right? And so I'm going to need somebody to help me because I don't want to have the lame arm. We've seen it happen. It's embarrassing, Steve. I don't want to be embarrassed.
Well, and you don't need to throw it 100 miles an hour. What you need to do is you need to throw a strike and focus on that. There have been some really bad first pitches over the years. You don't want to be that.
I don't want to be a meme. I don't want to be the video that everybody shows and they pass it around. I want to go viral, but not like this. I don't want to go viral like this, Steve.
Well, and That's the thing. There's a lot of pressure on that. I mean, good for you. I wouldn't want to do it. I would want no part of that.
Well, you know, I'm dressing up, so I got my Saints hat. I'm getting a monogram jersey and something I'm doing to try to get people to come. I had this idea last night. I called up the Saints, and I said, I want to do something where I buy 100 tickets so that when people log on to buy tickets to the game on Thursday, the first 100 tickets are already paid for. So if you go to Saints-what is it, Jonathan? Hold on. Let me make sure I got it right. It's Saints-groups.com, and if you type in the passcode Black Business, all one word, when you go to buy tickets, the first 100 tickets are already paid for. So people, anybody who wants to go to the game, Saints-groups.com, and the password is Black Business. I've already paid for the first 100 tickets. All you have to do is log on, and they're already taken care of.
That's going to be a great night. And the weather is going to be ideal.
I know. It's not going to be too hot. Right. And that's the thing, because, you know, Sean hates the heat. And he's going to be there with all four kids while I'm, like, prancing around and being Miss It. And so the last thing he wants to do is have to fight with those kids in 100-degree temperatures. Yeah, it's going to be nice.
It is going to be a great day. And when does that son of yours go to college? That's got to be coming up.
It's on. Don't make me talk about this, Steve. Don't do it, Steve. It's on the 22nd. And, Steve, I'm grabbing at him. I'm trying to keep him as close to me as possible. He's trying to pull away. Steve, he's growing up. Steve, you told me you cried all the way home after you dropped off your first kid in college. And I'm crying, and the boy ain't even left yet.
I think about that day, and I cry.
Steve, you are not going to be any help. You will not be the person that I call on the 22nd when we drop Andrew off at St. Cloud State. But Steve, wait. I don't know if you've seen the stories. I know we got to go, but there's a big write-up in the paper that $40 million, that's the shortfall in the student assistance for colleges now. So these parents, we're going to have to come up off a whole lot of money. So I may be crying for a different reason after I drop my son off at college. It may not be because I miss him. It may be because I miss my money.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Oh, no. And he's talking about, I need to go shopping. Boy, we got to shop for books. We ain't got no time for that. But you do have time to hang out. Check out Steve Thompson. He is coming up next, live from Target Field for Joe Mauer Day. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend. It is 2:52. It's the Shaletta Show, and Steve Thompson is at Target Field. Steve, what are you doing at Target Field?
Well, it is Joe Mauer Day. 2 weeks ago, he went into the Hall of Famer 13 days ago in Cooperstown, and Joe's going to be here tonight, and he's going to celebrate with the fans his call to the Hall.
Okay, so what does Joe Mauer Day at Target Field mean? Is he going to throw out the first pitch? Do you get a special bobblehead, T-shirts? I mean, what's in store for folks?
Even better, there is a Joe Mauer replica Hall of Fame plaque, and you'll be able to get your photo taken with the real deal Hall of Fame plaque. You won't have to go to Cooperstown. It's here at the ballpark, and you can get your photo taken with that plaque here at Target Field before it goes back and is forever in the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. So it is a very cool night. And, oh, by the way, two of the other men from St. Paul who are in the Hall of Fame, and that includes Jack Morris and Paul Molitor, will be here. Dave Winfield can't make it. He is the fourth. So from the city of St. Paul, now four Hall of Famers. Once again, Winfield, Morris, Molitor, and now Mauer.
Okay, how does that happen from one city?
I don't know. It's
something in the water, Steve. It's something in the water. It's something in the water.
It's so unusual. And Dave Winfield, we've talked about this great all-around athlete. Joe Mauer, great all-around athlete. Jack Morris, terrific athlete in his own right. The dominant pitcher of the 80s, the hero of Game 7 of the 91 World Series. And then Paul Molitor, one of the great pure hitters in the history of the game. Of course, made his name with the Brewers, and then, of course, came to the Twins and also managed the Twins. So it really is unusual for one community. Now, granted, St. Paul's not a small town.
But it ain't like Houston or New York or L.A., you know?
Or Chicago, for that matter, mm-hmm. where the late, great Kirby Puckett is from. For St. Paul, Minnesota, to have four Hall of Famers, that's pretty cool, Shaletta.
Okay, any pitchers, because I don't know if you heard the last segment, but I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch at the Saints Paul Saints game on Thursday, right? And so I'm going to need somebody to help me because I don't want to have the lame arm. We've seen it happen. It's embarrassing, Steve. I don't want to be embarrassed.
Well, and you don't need to throw it 100 miles an hour. What you need to do is you need to throw a strike and focus on that. There have been some really bad first pitches over the years. You don't want to be that.
I don't want to be a meme. I don't want to be the video that everybody shows and they pass it around. I want to go viral, but not like this. I don't want to go viral like this, Steve.
Well, and that's the thing. There's a lot of pressure on that. I mean, good for you. I wouldn't want to do it. I would want no part of that.
Well, you know, I'm dressing up, so I got my Saints hat. I'm getting a monogram jersey and something I'm doing to try to get people to come. I had this idea last night. I called up the Saints, and I said, I want to do something where I buy 100 tickets so that when people log on to buy tickets to the game on Thursday, the first 100 tickets are already paid for. So if you go to Saints, Jonathan? Hold on. Let me make sure I got it right. It's Saints-groups.com. And if you type in the passcode Black Business, all one word, when you go to buy tickets, the first 100 tickets are already paid for. So people, anybody who wants to go to the game, Saints-groups.com. And the password is Black Business. I've already paid for the first 100 tickets. All you have to do is log on, and they're already taken care of.
That's going to be a great night. And the weather is going to be ideal.
I know. It's not going to be too hot. Right. And that's the thing, because, you know, Sean hates the heat, and he's going to be there with all four kids while I'm, like, prancing around and being Miss It. And so the last thing he wants to do is have to fight with those kids in 100-degree temperatures. Yeah, it's going to be nice.
It is going to be a great day. And when does that son of yours go to college? That's got to be coming up.
It's on. Don't make me talk about this, Steve. Don't do it, Steve. It's on the 22nd. And, Steve, I'm grabbing at him. I'm trying to keep him as close to me as possible. He's trying to pull away. Steve, he's growing up. Steve, you told me you cried all the way home after you dropped off your first kid in college. And I'm crying, and the boy ain't even left yet.
I think about that day, and I cry.
Steve, you are not going to be any help. You will not be the person that I call on the 22nd when we drop Andrew off at St. Cloud State. But Steve, wait. I don't know if you've seen the stories. I know we got to go, but there's a big write-up in the paper that $40 million, that's the shortfall in the student assistance for colleges now. So these parents, we're going to have to come up off a whole lot of money. So I may be crying for a different reason after I drop my son off at college. It may not be because I miss him. It may be because I miss my money.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Oh, no. And he's talking about, I need to go shopping. Boy, we got to shop for books. We ain't got no time for that. But you do have time to hang out. Check out Steve Thompson. He is coming up next, live from Target Field for Joe Mauer Day. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend.